Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨.
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to be able to come in your presence this morning.
主给这个机会我们来到祂的面前.
And I should have prepared better to take this off beforehand. 哈哈. Would you please turn in your Bibles?
我们请打开我们的圣经.
There's several passages that I'd like to read this morning.
愿意和大家去读几处的经文.
And these passages are along the lines of these two songs that we have sung this morning.
咁呢啲嘅经文系跟住头先我哋所唱嘅两首诗歌同一条线嘅.
As I would like to share this morning about Jesus the Nazarene.
咁我愿意同大家分享嘅题目就系关于拿撒勒人耶稣.
Our first passage can be found in the Gospel of Matthew.
第一段的经文可以在马太福音那里去找到.
It's chapter 2, verses 19 through 23.
马太福音第二章第19到20节.
Please listen as we read.
请听我读.
But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he arose and took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he departed for the regions of Galilee, and came and resided in a city called Nazareth, that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He shall be called a Nazarene.
马太福音第二章第19到23节 希律死了以后有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现说起来带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去因为要害小孩子生命的人已经死了约瑟就起来把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去只因听见阿基鲁接着他父亲希律作了犹太王就怕往哪里去又在梦中被主指示 便往加利利境内去了，到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。And
let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
我们来看路加福音
chapter 4, verse 16.
第4章第16节.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. As was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was written. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips. And they were saying, Is this not Joseph's son? And he said to them, No doubt you will quote this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we heard was done at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown.
路加福音第4章第16到24节 耶稣来到拿撒勒就是他长大的地方 在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂 站起来要念圣经 有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他 他就打开 找到一处写着说 主的灵在我身上 因为他用高高我 叫我传福音给贫穷的人 差遣我报告被掳的得释放 瞎眼的得看见 叫那受压制的得自由 报告神悦纳人的欺怜于是把书卷起来交还执事就坐下会堂里的人都定睛看他耶稣对他们说今日这经应验在你们耳中了众人都称赞他并希奇他口中所出的恩言又说这不是约瑟的儿子吗耶稣对他们说你们必引者俗语向我说医生你医治自己吧我们听见你在加百农所行的事 也当行在你自己家乡里。又说我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己家乡被人悦纳的。
And then down in verses 28 through 30.
第28到第29节,
and all in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things, and they rose up and cast him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city had been built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went his way.
会堂里的人听见这话，就怒气满腔，就起来赶他出城。他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去。他却从他们中间直行过去了。
And if you could go back to the book of Matthew, we're going to read another similar account.
我们看回马太福音，是一个相似的记载。
Chapter 13.
53.
And it came about that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there, and coming to his hometown, he began teaching them in their synagogue, so that they became astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and in his own household." And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief.
马太福音十三章五十八节，耶稣说完了这个比喻，就离开那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇说，这人从哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？ 这不是牧羊的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹们不是都在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切的事呢？他们就厌弃他。耶稣对他们说：大凡先知，除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
And then just one last set of verses here in the Gospel of John, chapter 19.
约翰福音第十九章.
Chapter 19, verse 19. And Pilate wrote an inscription also and put it on the cross, and it was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Therefore, this inscription many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek.
约翰福音十九章十九同二十节，比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。又许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希利利三样文字写的。Let's
just commit this time back unto the Lord.
我们将以下时间来去交俾主。Heavenly Father,
we're so thankful for the time that we can have in your presence this morning.
天父，我们感谢你，我们有这段时间可以在你面前相聚。
We thank you that we may be able to fellowship in your word.
我们感谢你能够在你话里面有交通。
That you are the ones who have given us the word of life.
我们也感谢你，你是将生命的话赐过给我们的。
So that we may know thee and so that we may love thee.
使我们能够认识你。
Open up the eyes of our hearts this morning. So that we would just want to be in your presence.
使我们能够期待进入你的同在里面。
And here it is, hear what it is that you would have to say to us.
使我们能够听你要我们所听的话。
And may you bless this speaking and the hearing of your word this morning.
求你祝福讲的，听的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。 Amen. Amen.
So this morning, as I've already mentioned, I'd like to share about Jesus of Nazarene. These passages that we have read really speak as to our Lord Jesus and how he was one in Nazareth.
我们刚才跟大家分享过今天的题目是讲到拿撒勒人的耶稣。刚才我们读过的经文都是讲及耶稣是怎样是属拿撒勒的。
We know what the name of Jesus means, that Jehovah is salvation.
我们晓得耶稣这个名的意思，那个意思就是耶和华是我们的拯救。
That God is the one who saves.
神就是那一位要拯救世人的那一位。
And that we have life in his name.
我们在他的名字里面得着生命。
and that there is salvation in no one else.
除他以外, 没有赐下别的名, 我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name given unto men by which we must be saved.
因为除他以外, 没有任何名, 是可以我们靠着得救的。
And so whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved.
所以凡呼求耶稣的名的人, 都要得着拯救。
And we know that there's great power in this name.
我们亦都晓得在他的名里面充满着能力。
The power to heal, the power to restore.
有这个医治的能力, 有这个恢复的能力。
The power to make whole, the power to make clean.
亦都有一个使人圣洁, 使人洁净的一个能力。
And that one day, when we come before our Lord, and we come into his presence, that we will bow, and we will confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
有一天我们要来到神的面前，我们要在那里去跪拜，我们要口称他为万王之王，万主之主。
Because his name, just as his presence, is worthy to be praised.
因为他的名，他的同在，是配得一切的赞美。
It is a wonderful name.
这个实在是一个很奇妙的名字。
It is a powerful name.
一个充满能力的名字。
It is a glorious name.
一个荣耀的名字。
And this is a name that is above all.
而这个名是超乎万名的。
And so this morning, my focus, the burden the Lord has placed on me is not so much on the name of Jesus, but I thought I would start by just once again reminding us that the name of Jesus is above all.
今天神主给我的负担是要来去分享主的名实在是超乎一切。
But what I'd like to focus on are those two small words after the name of Jesus that we read in John chapter
19.
Jesus the Nazarene. And what's the significance of the Nazarene? No, it's interesting in the Bible that we don't see the use of last names.
我们在读圣经的时候，很少会见到那个家名，那个姓名来被记载的。
And instead, descriptions were used next to individuals' names.
圣经不会很多用个姓来去形容一个人，它是用一些的形容词来去。
Commonly, the description of whose son they were is used.
譬如圣经会用形容一个人，就是这个是哪一个哪一个的仔。
You know, Simon Peter, Simon Bar of Jonah, Simon son of Jonah.
好像西门，他是约拿的儿子。
Or James and John, the sons of Zebedee.
还有约翰。 和雅各，他是西比泰的儿子。
But we also know that individuals were named or associated with the tribes that they came from.
我们也都见到在圣经里面，有形容一个人，是用他所代表的族来去形容的。
Like Aaron the Levite.
例如有这个利未人的亚伦。
And then in some instances, there were descriptions used in so far as where these individuals hailed from, where they came from, specifically the town.
有第二处的地方，圣经是用这个人所出来的地方来去形容这个人。
Such as Jesse, the Bethlehemite.
例如有这个伯利恒的耶西。
Or in this case, Jesus, the Nazarene, the Jesus of Nazareth.
好像在这里就是拿撒勒人的耶稣。
Now Nazareth was a very small town.
拿撒勒实在是一个很小的地方。
And it was located in the northern region of Israel, above Judea, in the region of Galilee.
就在以色列北方，在约旦。
And because his family chose to to live there on this earth, he became known as a Nazarene.
因为耶稣的父亲, 他选择来到这个拿撒勒的地方, 所以耶稣被称为拿撒勒人, Yesu.
Now, if we were to look up what the word Nazareth means, we would find that it means the guarded one.
如果我们去查考拿撒勒这个地方的名字的意思的时候, 我们就找到原来拿撒勒的意思, 就是讲到那个被保护的那一个。
So when we read the name, when we hear the name Jesus the Nazarene, we should think of Jesus, the guarded one.
所以当我们来去听 这个名拿撒勒人耶稣的时候, 我们可以联想到耶稣, 就是那位被保守, 被保护的那一个。
So there are three aspects of guarding that I would like to fellowship on this morning.
今天早上, 愿意和大家分享关于, 保守, 有三处的, 三个角度来去看。
The first one is that God is our protector.
第一点, 就是神是保护我们的那一位。
That he's the one who hides us in times and places.
神就是那一位, 将我们从危难里面来去隐藏起来的那一位。
The second aspect is that God wants us to be able to have discernment through the power of the Holy Spirit.
第二点, 就是, 神希望我们藉着圣灵, 使我们有这个分辨的能力。
That we would serve as his watchmen.
使我们能够作神那一个看守人看护者。
And the third aspect is that God loves us and wants us to love our Lord in return.
第三点就是神是爱我们，祂亦都盼望我们来去爱祂的儿子耶稣基督。
That our Lord is like this shepherd, and even there's another picture. That the Lord is our bridegroom.
叫我们能够看见, 耶稣就是那位牧者, 或者另一个图画, 就是耶稣, 我们的主, 就是那位新郎,
who cares for us and loves us like no other.
就是那位, 爱我们的那位。
So it's these three items I'd like to spend the rest of our time this morning to talk through.
所以我愿意和大家来去分享这三点。
So from that first passage that we read this morning in the Gospel of Matthew,
我们刚才第一段马太福音所看的经文,
we read how the Lord God hid away Jesus and his family when they were young, when he was young.
我们在那里见到, 父神是怎样在主耶稣 年幼的时候,将他从危险中来去隐藏,拯救出来。
We know that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in his mother Mary.
我们晓得耶稣是被圣灵来去怀孕在他妈妈玛利亚身上来去出生的。
And he was revealed to be born in Bethlehem.
启示要在伯利恒这个地方来去出世。
When there was some news about his arrival, that news made its way to Herod, the king of Judea.
当这个主出生的新闻出来的时候，这个新闻就临到当时在犹大地作王的那一位希律的耳朵。
And so this king wanted to extinguish any potential threats to his kingship.
这位希律王，他要将一切对他有害的事情来去毁灭。So
he went about to secretly destroy this baby who was to be the king of the Jews, as he was told.
所以因着他听到这个婴孩要作犹太人的王。
So the angel of the Lord revealed himself to the father, or Mary's husband, Joseph, that they should flee to Egypt.
天使就向約瑟，就是耶穌的父親，來去顯現。這個天使就叫約瑟，來去起來，來去逃往埃及。
And so they stayed in Egypt for a while after Jesus was born.
所以耶稣就在埃及那里停留了一段的时间。
And then when some time had passed and they had heard that God had told them that Herod, the king, had passed away, they thought of returning.
过了一段时间之后，当他们听到希律死了，他们就准备来去离开埃及这个地方。
And as we read here, the Lord, the angel of the Lord, who revealed himself to Joseph once again, telling him not to go back to Judea, but to go up to Galilee.
原来在这里，天使再一次来向约瑟来显现，叫他不要回去犹大这处的地方，却是要去拿撒勒加利利这个地方。
Yeah, so he went to Nazareth in Galilee.
约瑟就嚟去翻到嚟，去到呢、这个加利利地拿撒勒呢处嘅地方。
And so there they found the Lord's protection.
咁就喺呢一度，耶稣一家喺神里面揾到嗰个保护。
Now, Nazareth was an obscure place that really wasn't famous for anything.
咁拿撒勒系一个好偏门嘅地方，咁系冇一啲乜嘢系好出名嘅。
It was not mentioned explicitly in the Old Testament.
在旧约亦都没怎样来去记载。
And it's only mentioned a little bit more than a dozen times in the New Testament.
在新约都是只是被记载12次。
And it's unclear whether that prophecy that was mentioned in Matthew chapter 2, verse 23, where that prophecy is found in the Word of God.
在马太福音第二章第23节。嗰度讲先知所应验嘅嗰一个预言，我哋亦都唔系好晓得喺圣经边一处系咁样记载。
Now there are some who say that you can find this prophecy in the book of Isaiah chapter 11.
咁有学者就话喺以赛亚书第11章可以揾到呢一个嘅预言。
Because there are similarities between the root word Nazareth and the word branch in Isaiah chapter 11.
咁因为佢哋就话喺以赛亚书第十一章嗰度，拿撒勒同呢一个树干呢两个字系有字根嘅渊源嘅。
But wherever this prophecy is, what we should hold on to is what's stated here, what we can read and see in front of us.
咁但係無論呢個預言係被記載喺邊一度，但係重點就係我哋現在擺喺我哋面前所讀嘅呢一節嘅經文。
That this was something that was spoken through the prophets and fulfilled.
就係呢一句話告訴我哋，呢一個係應驗先知所說嘅。
我一餐飯喺度。
Called a Nazarene.
他將稱為拿撒勒人。
I wonder if we ever thought of why the Lord God made these special arrangements for Jesus to grow up in Nazareth.
咁我就嚟去思考点解神要咁样嚟去特别安排耶稣要喺呢一个拿撒勒嘅地方嚟去长大。
If he was to become the king, then why didn't he just live in Jerusalem? Why wasn't he just born in Jerusalem?
若果佢系要成为王嘅话，点解佢唔喺耶路撒冷出世？唔喺耶路撒冷长大咧
？For Jerusalem was the capital; it was the king's city.
因为耶路撒冷就系首都，就系王嘅城。
But the Lord God reveals His wisdom sometimes in different ways.
但系我哋晓得神系将佢无限嘅智慧用唔同嘅方法嚟去启示出嚟。
He doesn't always do things the way we think He will.
佢唔会用人嘅方法嚟去成全佢嘅事情。
Sometimes the kingdom of God can be viewed as an upside down kingdom.
咁有啲嘅时候，神嘅国被启示出嚟，可能系一个覆天覆地嘅一个国度。
That the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
圣经有讲到作头嘅要。在后的要作前，在前的要作在后。
And the greatest shall be the least, and the least shall be the greatest.
最大的要成为最小的，最小的要成为最大的。
In this way, in the manifold wisdom of God, we can see His glory is revealed.
就係藉住呢一啲嘅智慧，佢就能夠被啟示出嚟。
Sometimes things that go beyond man's understanding.
有好多時候佢嘅作為係人係想象唔到嘅。
Many times things that we do not see right away.
好多時候我哋嘅眼睛亦都唔能夠看見佢所作嘅事情。
But the Lord has his glorious work that he wants to accomplish.
但係主實在佢有佢榮耀嘅工作佢要成就。
Nazareth was that place that was sovereignly arranged by the Lord God to hide away Jesus.
拿撒勒就是神用诸般的智慧来去安排耶稣来去从危险中来去隐藏出来。
And it was here that he grew up as Joseph's son, as we read, and also known as the carpenter's son.
就是在拿撒勒那个地方他长大作为木匠的儿子作为约瑟的儿子。
In Nazareth, he grew and strengthened in wisdom.
就是在拿撒勒这个地方他的智慧和身量都是不断的来成长。
And the grace of God was upon him.
在拿撒勒这个地方神的恩典也都充满在他的身上。
Not only in these early formative years,
不单止在他年幼的时候,
but then later on in his life, when he was called.
甚至是他长大他被呼召的时候
served.
当他来去服侍的时候
and even as we've read about in his death.
甚至在他死的时候
Nazareth should be a reminder to us that it's not about where we start.
拿撒勒要去提醒我们不是着重在我们在哪一处来开始。
We may start in a very humble place, a very obscure place, a hidden place.
我们可以在一个很偏远的地方来去开始，来去长大。
Perhaps in a nowhere town, nowhere place that no one knows anything about.
可能在一处没人晓得，没人认识的地方。
A locality where there's nothing to look forward to, where there's no future, where there's no hope.
可能那处地方是没将来。是没什么人值得来去羡慕的。
And it may seem at times that we may never find a way out of Nazareth.
可能在那处地方我们那里没盼望我们找不到任何的方法来去有出路。
But the Lord has his work and the Lord has his way.
但是我们晓得主有他的道路。
Some of you may know that I grew up in a very small town.
有些人认识我知道我都是一个很小的城市来去长大。
It is like my Nazareth.
我所住的地方就好像拿撒勒一样。
It's a town that was so small and so obscure that very few people have heard of it.
咁我所长大的地方是细到冇乜人晓得呢个地方嘅。
And then when I tell them the city that I grew up in, where I was born, they reply to me, "What is it?"
咁当我嚟去回答佢我所长大嘅地方嘅城市嘅时候通常啲人就咁样回嚟去回应我咩地方嚟㗎
?I mean, the natural question should be, where is it?
咁通常大家应该会问呢处地方喺边嘅呢
?But the name is so foreign, so odd, so obscure that people ask, what is it? Instead of, where is it?
咁但係原来我所长大嘅地方係偏门到啲人都唔会问呢处地方喺边佢哋会问呢一个系咩地方嚟嘅。
And I know that is the case for some of you listening this morning as well.
咁相信可能在座当中嚟去听我信息嘅时候你所长大嘅地方可能都系咁偏门嘅。
Some of you have told me you've grew up in some really small remote village in southern China.
咁有啲嚟去告诉我你喺中国南部一个好细嘅村嚟去长大。
And in my mind, I say the same thing. I ask the same thing. What is it?
咁我同样都会嚟去咁样问你咩地方嚟
㗎 ?But the Lord has his ways.
但我哋晓得主有佢嘅方法。
And I'm so thankful for my heritage where I was able to grow up.
咁但我係好感恩我能够喺呢处嘅地方嚟去长大。
I know there were times when I was growing up in those years, where I would complain.
咁我记得当我嚟去成长嘅时候， 有啲嘅時候，我會嚟去有一啲嘅怨言。
There really wasn't too much to do.
咁我嚟去埋怨啊，喺呢一個地方冇乜嘢好做。
And on the other hand, on the bright side of things, there wasn't too much that you can get in trouble with.
咁但係反轉嚟去睇，我感恩嘅地方就係因為呢處地方冇乜嘢可以做咁。冇乜麻煩，我會得到嘅。
And when you did get into trouble, there were so few people in the town that almost everyone knew you or your family by name.
當咁呢個地方咁少嘅時候，咁你亦都認識呢一個地方裡面所有嘅人，所有嘅家庭。
So I really feel like that it was the Lord's hiding place for me.
所以我實在曉得呢一處嘅地方，我成長嘅地方係主嘅恩典。嚟去安排我喺嗰度嚟去被隱藏過嚟
，as well as for my family。
亦都嚟去保守我一家，嚟去將我哋一家人嚟去從麻煩中嚟去隱藏出嚟。
We were able to grow up in this small hidden place。
使我哋能夠喺呢一處咁細咁隱藏嘅地方嚟去成長。
That was obscure in the eyes of men。
雖然喺人眼中看為好偏門。
But the Lord God did not forget us.
但是主自己冇忘记我哋。
Because it was there that we came to believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为就喺呢处嘅地方，我哋嚟到认识我哋嘅主耶稣。
So there are absolutely no regrets.
所以我系为着我喺呢处嘅地方长大，系冇任何嘅遗憾嘅。
But really just thankfulness.
我只有充满感恩。
And it just teaches me today.That when the Lord puts us away in some obscure place, in some obscure season, that He has something greater that He wants to do.
呢一處就提醒我哋，今日若果主你喺將我哋放喺一處好偏門嘅地方，好偏門嘅境況，好偏門嘅季節嘅時候，我哋要被提醒主。向我哋有更大嘅方法，更长嘅道路。
It's not about where we start.
唔系着重我哋点样嘅嚟去开始。
And it isn't even necessarily about where we finish. Although the finish is important, but spiritually.
亦都唔系着重我哋点样嚟去终结。
But it's what we do with that time when we start and in between the start and the finish.
重点就系喺我哋。喺開始到終結中間，我哋點樣嚟去渡過呢一條路，走呢條路
？Are we ones who are drawing close to the Lord and meeting with Him？
我哋喺呢條路裡面有冇嚟去與神嚟去親近？有冇係與神嚟去相遇咧
？Because He wants to meet with us, and He wants to guard us, and He wants to protect us。
因為神盼望與我哋相遇，神要嚟去保守我哋，神要去與我哋交通。
I'd like to move on to the next point as far as having discernment.
咁我哋嚟去睇下一点就係讲到我哋点样要有分辨。
The Lord would want us to have discernment through His Holy Spirit.
主係希望我哋藉着聖靈有呢一个分辨嘅能力。
And this is something that is very evident as we read through those two passages of the Lord interacting with the people, the men of Nazareth.
咁当我哋头先嚟去读主怎样去跟拿撒勒的人来去有对话的时候我们就好见到这个分辨是很明显的来去表明出来。
We know in Luke chapter 4, it was shortly after the Lord had been, had gone out to the wilderness to pray and where he was tempted by the devil.
咁我们在读路加福音第四章的记载那一度我们晓得嘅背景就系主刚刚就系受喺旷野里面受试探。
And this is really near the beginning of the Lord's three years of public ministry service.
咁就系喺主系嗰三年嘅走出嚟传道嘅开始嘅时候。
And it was there that he proclaimed in standing up at the synagogue and reading from the book of Isaiah.It was there that he proclaimed the fulfillment of Scripture.
咁就係喺拿撒勒個會堂嗰度，佢嚟去站起來 来去宣告佢系要应验经上所记载嘅。
That the Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
就系主嘅灵喺佢嘅身上面。
And that was to preach the gospel, to proclaim the release of captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set free those who were downtrodden.
就系要耶稣嚟去传福音俾贫穷人，嚟去差遣佢嚟去将被掳嘅嚟去得释放，使瞎眼嘅嚟去得看见，使受压制嘅嚟去得自由。
The Spirit had placed upon him and led him to be able to work through and to proclaim all the good news, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
是主的灵来去在主的身上面来去高抹他使他能够来去宣告这个福音使他能够报告神悦纳的禧年。
Now initially this was all well received.
起头人听见他们都喜悦来去接受。
I mean, who doesn't want to hear good news?
有些什么人是不想听到 好消息的呢？
No one's going to turn a deaf ear to those things which are good, those blessings.
有好消息，有祝福，没人是不想听的。
But in the back of these people's minds, there was still some doubt.
但是在这些人的脑海里面，他们仍然存在着一些的疑问。
There are questions.
他们有问题。
Is this not Joseph's son?
这个不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Have we not grown up with this young man here who's proclaiming all of this?
我们不是跟这个人一同的来去长大，为什么他现在来去宣告这些呢？
How can it be? We saw him play with our...
我从前来去见到他跟我的儿女来去玩乐，为什么现在会这样的呢？
I mean, what's so special about him? Yes, he did speak these gracious words, but to speak gracious words and then to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, there's quite a big gap there.
为什么他会讲这些恩言的呢？但是讲恩言和这个报告神悦纳人的禧年是一个很大的分别来的。
So Jesus, sensing their doubt, just went ahead and told them straight what they were thinking.
耶稣他们晓得他们心里的疑惑，他就跟他们这样讲。
That these individuals, these men who were in the synagogue, that hearing these words were not enough.
向他们讲，这些在会堂里面的人，就这样来去听他的话是不够的。
What they wanted were signs.
他们所盼望得到的，就是一些的记号。
Healings, miracles.
他们想见到一些的神迹。
But the Lord would not acquiesce to them because he had the wisdom.
但是主在那里没同意来去这样做，因为主是充满了智慧的。
He knew that this would not satisfy.
他晓得就算将这些神迹奇事做出来，都不会满足这班会堂的人。
So instead, he told them.
所以反过来，耶稣就这样跟他们说。
That this good news, these blessings, would instead go to the Gentile people.
就是这些的祝福却是要临到那些外邦人的身上面。
Just as Elijah and Elisha were sent to an outside people.
就好像以利亚、以利沙是被差遣到外邦人的地方。
Because of the people's disbelief.
因为本地的人那个不信。
Of their disbelief to welcome their own.
就是他们来去拒绝来去去接受属他们那个人。
Because of their unbelief
in the power of
their God.
因为他们向他们自己的神的不信。
And so this infuriated the people. They rose up in anger and they drove Jesus out of the city onto a hill, ready to throw him down.
所以耶稣这些的话就令到当时会堂的人很愤怒。甚至他们将耶稣来去赶出城，要将他推落山。
But it was not the Lord's time yet.
但我们晓得这个不是神的时间。
It's interesting to note that when Jesus called his disciples, this reputation of Nazareth was mentioned.
我哋有一处好特别嘅，就系当耶稣嚟去呼召佢门徒嘅时候，佢系用拿撒勒人耶稣呢个名。
And it's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. And the occasion was that the Lord Jesus had begun calling the first disciples.
记载在约翰福音第一章45到46节。那个背景就是耶稣开始来去呼召头那几个门徒。
Andrew, Simon Peter, James and John.
已经呼召了安德烈。 西门彼得亦都呼召了雅各和约翰，
and then Philip.
亦都呼召了腓利了。
And Philip was excited.
腓利听到就好兴奋。
Because they had believed that they had found what was written about in Moses and the prophets, that this was the coming Messiah.
因为摩西在律法所记载的众先知所预言的那一位，
And so then he went off and found someone named Nathanael.
所以这一班已经被呼召的门徒，他们就来去找这个拿但业。
And Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
拿但业来去听到这样的时候，他就这样说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢？
It was really an indictment as to the people of Nazareth.
这一句话实在对拿撒勒这个地方和在那里的人是一个很大的侮辱。
That they had nothing good to show for.
就是在这处地方出来的人没有什么好的东西能够显露出来。
That in that time, the people had rejected the Lord Jesus.
在那一段的时间，人来去拒绝耶稣基督。
And perhaps this was the word that had made its way unto Nathanael.
可能拿但业就是听到这些人这样的拒绝耶稣来去讲这句话。
Or perhaps that it was just such a small place that you figured nothing good can come out of it.
或者可能拿撒勒这个地方实在是一个 很微小的地方，所以实在没什么好的能够在那一处来去出来。
I mean, in some ways, Nathanael may have had that same sort of doubt that the people of Nazareth had.
可能拿但业和当时在会堂的人有同样的疑惑。
How can this be the Messiah, the one who would come to save the nation of Israel? How could he come from the city of Nazareth?
可能他们的疑惑就是怎样这个 尼赛亚这个要来的君王会从拿撒勒这个地方而出呢？
So he too may have been one who was lacking in judgment.
可能拿但业同样就是缺乏了那一个分辨。
Perhaps too quick to decide and even look down upon.
可能他就很快的，很速忙的，就来去 拒绝了来去看低这个拿撒勒的耶稣。
But we thank and praise the Lord because the God that we know is a God of second chances.
我们感谢主，我们所认识的神是一个给第二次机会的神。
And the Lord God did not hold this against Nathanael.
神没有因着拿但业来去这样有疑惑来去惩罚他。
Just as the Lord Jesus did not hold that first instance of rejection against the people of Nazareth.
同样耶稣没有因着拿撒勒人在会堂里面这样来去拒绝他，来去拒绝这一班人。
So now near the end of the Lord's first year of public ministry in the region of Galilee, he came back to his hometown.
我们晓得在耶稣 差不多完成他第一年的传道的时候，他回来拿撒勒这个城。
And we have the incident recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
我哋就见到喺马太福音第十三章嗰度咁样记载。
This was their second chance。
呢一处系拿撒勒人第二次机会。
And Jesus, in the time since he had come there, had gone out and performed many wonderful things, miracles, healings, wonderful, glorious teachings.
咁喺呢处记载同之前头先啱啱佢出嚟传道嗰个记载。中间就发生了很多事情在这一段时间耶稣来去出去行神迹奇事来去宣讲天国的福音。
The people were amazed. The people of Nazareth even were astonished.
众人都是稀奇甚至这一班在拿撒勒人的人都来去稀奇耶稣所作的事情。
And they just wondered and marveled, where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers.
咁呢一班人就嚟去稀奇，呢个人喺边一度得着呢啲智慧同异能咧？
But it was sad because even though they had seen, they had heard, and now that they had seen the work of Jesus and all the miraculous powers, the signs that they had asked for from that first instant, it was before them and before their eyes.
但是很可惜的就是从前他听过现今他们亲眼来看见耶稣所作的这些神迹奇事。
And yet they had the same questions, the same doubts.
他们心里面仍然存着从前所拥有的那个疑惑。
Is this not the carpenter's son?
同样的来去这样来去疑问就是这个不是木匠的儿子吗？
Because of their unbelief, Jesus did not perform many miracles there.
就是因着他们的不信，耶稣在这个城不再行什么的神迹异能。
He had answered the mail, so to speak. He had answered those things that were questions in their hearts. He had done what they had wanted from that first instance.
就是在耶稣在那一年里面就已经回答了拿撒勒人在会堂里面所那些人的疑惑他耶稣已经来去行出了神迹奇事来去证明他就是那个尼赛亚但是这一班拿撒勒人仍然是不相信耶稣是哪一个
and yet they cannot be satisfied
这一班拿撒勒人仍然是得不着那个满足。
This serve is a warning unto us that we would not be ones who are always asking the Lord time after time.
愿意我们都用这个来去做我们的尴尬，就是叫我们不要时常走到来主的面前来去问。
It's good to be before the Lord. It's good to ask. It's good to wonder and even to question.
我们来到主的面前来去主来去问问题来去求是可以的。
But to have that spirit of always questioning, always asking why, always asking the Lord to show us one more thing, to do one more thing, this is something that is not pleasing in the Lord's sight.
但是却是好像这一班拿撒勒人这样时常充满着这个疑惑来去问主来去叫主来去启示更多的东西给我们这个的心意主是不喜悦的。
For the Lord has called us out to be watchmen.
因为主来去呼召我们作看守城墙的那一位。
To watch over his house.
主来去呼召我们来去看守他的家。
To watch over the matters that we've been entrusted.
要主来去呼召我们来去看守他所交托托付我们的事情。
But how can we be good watchmen, watch people, if we're always asking why, questioning and doubting, and not moving out?
但是若果我们时常心里面充满着疑问，我们却是时常走到来主的面前去求主赐一些东西给我们的时候，我们怎样能够做一个好的看守者呢？
And I think these stories about the people of Nazareth really serve as a warning to us that we have to be careful, especially with the things that we are most familiar with.
所以呢一啲垃圾勒人实在要提醒我哋，我哋要好小心，特别要小心一啲我哋系好熟悉嘅事情。
The matters in our lives, the matters at home, the matters in the Lord's house.
就系你去睇我哋喺我哋生活里面嘅事情，我哋家里面嘅事情，同埋神嘅家里面嘅事情。
It is too easy, too natural, too expeditious, or even too efficient to always just rely on those things from the past.
我哋系觉得好方便，我哋嚟去依赖我哋从前我哋熟悉嘅嚟去做事。
We're meetings just become the same old meetings.
就好似我哋咁样嘅聚会，就系不断用同样嘅形式嚟去聚会，咁就可以啦。
Where the Lord's table is just a time when we get together and pray.
我哋就嚟去以为擘饼，我哋就一同嘅嚟去相聚，一同嘅嚟去祷告就可以啦。
And we just sing a few songs.
我哋喺擘饼里面唱几首诗歌。
But we really don't go to meet the Lord.
我哋却系失去咗喺嗰一度嚟去遇见主嗰个嘅期待。
And we miss out then on how He might touch us.
我哋亦都错失咗主点样要喺呢一啲嘅聚会里面嚟去摸着我哋。
It happens all the time when we study the Word of God.
当我哋嚟读主嘅话，同样嘅事情都会咁样发生。
Especially when we have studied it for so many times and read it and fellowshiped on it so many times.
特别我们读过一些书卷，从前我们来去查经，来去交通过很多次。
The Word of God can lose its freshness if we're not careful.
若果我们不小心的话，神的话在那里不再新鲜。
We have to be careful in the way that we deal and interact with one another.
我们在和弟兄姊妹来去相交的时候，亦都要好小心。
Some of us have known each other for many years.
很多位可能大家都已经认识了很多年了。
And thank the Lord for that.
我们为着这样来去感谢主。
It's a blessing to know you and to be able to call you brothers and sisters.
实在是主的祝福，使我们能够认识大家为弟兄姊妹。
But sometimes there are some quirky things about some of you.
但是在弟兄姊妹中间可能有很多很奇怪的事情。
There are some strange things about me.
同样在我身上，你都可能在我身上见到一些奇怪的事情。
Bad habits, difficult things to overcome.
有些坏习惯是很难去面对的。
Always being late to meetings.
例如 来到聚会，迟到来到聚会。
Never having something good to say.
或者不会晓得讲一些祝福的话。
Or maybe not having anything to say.
或者来到聚会，一粒声都不出。
Or sometimes it's the opposite. We have too much to say.
或者来到聚会，很多话讲。
You can't get this brother or sister to stop talking.
你不能够叫这位弟兄或者姊妹来去停止去交通。And
they're always talking about the same thing and complaining about the same thing.
或者这位弟兄或者姊妹讲的东西，讲来讲去都是那一样。I
mean, maybe especially true of the young people.
特别那些年轻人。Not
that they have too much to say.
我觉得现在的年轻人，大部分都不是那么多话讲的。
But the sisters in the children's ministry, they would know this.
但我晓得儿童聚会的姊妹们，我都晓得。
I mean, sometimes these kids, they build up a reputation for themselves.
有些时候这班的孩童，慢慢就会有一个名誉。
Oh, watch out for this child, he's a handful.
你要小心这个孩童，他很曳的。
We better pray for him.
我们应该为他特别来祷告。Thank
the Lord that the Lord is able to change us.
但是感谢主，主能够改变我们。Whether
young or older in between.
无论我们是年幼、年长或者是中年。
But he wants to grow us.
主希望我们来去成长。
And we need to recognize that in one another. We need to recognize that's how the Lord works.
我们也都要在弟兄姊妹身上面看见，这个就是主的工作。
We need to learn to be gracious, just as the Lord is gracious to us.
我们要学习主一样，学习祂的恩典，就好像主向我们有恩典一样。
And give individuals the benefit of the doubt.
使我们能够给弟兄姊妹有第二次的机会。
I know that's hard because when we're at home, when we're gathering together as brothers and sisters in the Lord at this assembly.
我晓得是有些困难，因为我们在这处地方，是弟兄姊妹这样来去相聚的时候。
Two things happen.
有两件事情会这样发生。
We let our guard down.
第一件事情，我们就将我们叫人失望。我们会叫神失望。
We let our guard down. We become too relaxed, too easy.
我们会
not alert.
我们失去了那个警戒，我们就很懒散的。
And then our flesh creeps in and we become too critical.
咁另外一个事情会发生，就是我们嘅肉体嚟去去叫我哋嚟去论断弟兄姊妹。
You might say we raise the bar, we raise the expectations that we place on our brothers and sisters or our family members, even higher than the expectations that we had placed on us.
就是我哋期待其他人比期待自己更高一层次。
So this is a lesson that we must learn together.
呢一个系我哋一同要嚟去学习嘅功课。
That there are some times where we just have to hold on to that old saying, trust and obey.
我哋就系要学习呢一个信而信服嘅工作。
To trust that the Lord is doing His work in our brother and sister in Christ.
我哋嚟要去相信神。相信神在这一班弟兄姊妹，在弟兄姊妹身上有他的工作。
Even though we've seen them in fellowship with them for so many years, we know them so well.
即使我们已经认识了弟兄姊妹有很多的年日，我们也很熟悉他们的个性。
And we give up.
可能因着这样，我们来去放弃相信神的工作。
We give up on them.
我们来去放弃因着弟兄姊妹这样嘅个性，我哋嚟去放弃佢哋。
And we give up on God.
但系当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就系放弃对神嗰个信心，嚟去放弃神要喺呢位弟兄姊妹身上面嚟去做嘅工作。
Not that God would only change them.
我哋唔相信神要改变佢哋。
But perhaps even more so that God would change us.
唔单止咁样，我哋求神嚟去改变我哋。
That we may learn to have more forbearance.
使我们能够有更多的包容。
And more love towards our brothers and sisters.
使我们向弟兄姊妹有更多的爱。
I know I'm running out of time, so I need to move to this last point.
时间到了，我们来去看下一点。
And this last point is a very simple point.
最后一点是很简单的。
But it's a point that is in some ways quite confounding.
但是虽然这一点很简单，但是它是很奥妙的。
John chapter 19, verse 19.
约翰福音第十九章第十九节。
When we read about the inscription that Pilate wrote and had placed on the cross, it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews.
当我们来去看比拉多在十字架上安的那一个牌子的时候，那里是被记载犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
Each of the four gospel accounts are unique.
每四福音每一个记载都很独特的。
That is of the Lord's crucifixion.
当每四福音所记载关及耶稣被钉十字架事情都是很独特的。
And there were really two things that struck me as unique in John's account of the Lord's crucifixion.
咁喺约翰福音嘅记载里面，有两处嘅独特嘅地方系叫我打住我嘅。
And this was the first one.
咁呢一处系第一点。
On the inscription, it was written, Jesus the Nazarene.
就是在这个牌子上面写着犹太人的王,
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in those three Gospels, only the second phrase is recorded.
The
King of the Jews.
在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音, 上面所记载的牌子只是讲犹太人的王。
But none of the three of them recorded this first phrase, Jesus the Nazarene.
但是在这三本福音书上面都没有记载拿撒勒人耶稣这个名号在这个牌子上面。
What did John see?
约翰看见什么呢?
What did the Lord place in his heart
to record this? 耶稣将什么心思放在约翰心里面叫他这样来记载呢?
And I think to better understand this, we have to step back and look at the person of John, the Apostle John, and how he was, I don't want to just say different, but really what was uniquely given to him.
如果我们要明白的时候,我们要去思想约翰是什么特别呢?主在他身上有什么特别独特的一个启示呢?
So there were six things that I believe were unique about the person, Apostle John.
关乎使徒约翰,我看见有六点是很特别的。
I'm just going to step through them really quick here.
我会很快地跟大家来分享。
John, he was with Jesus from the beginning of the Lord's ministry.
约翰是从耶稣起初传道。 一开始就已经是同他一起了。
He was one of the first to be called, as we had shared earlier. After Andrew and Peter, John and his brother James were called.
约翰是头几个被呼召的,就是安德烈彼得之后,约翰和雅各就被呼召。He
was called before Matthew.
他是在马太被呼召之前已经被呼召了。
And Mark and Luke came to believe in the Lord later.
我们晓得马太和路加是迟一些才来相信主耶稣的。So
of the four gospel writers, he was the one who came to follow the Lord first.
所以在这四本福音书的作者中间,他是第一个来跟从主的。
Basically from the beginning.
就是从起初已经与主耶稣来跟随主。
Because John was also one that was in the inner circle of these 12 disciples.
约翰在这12个门徒中间,作为主的一个内圈。
There was Peter, James, and John.
很多时候我们听到彼得、约翰和雅各。
The Lord had a special work that he wanted to do to these three disciples.
耶稣是在这三个 使徒身上面要做特别的工作。
And they were permitted to see some very marvelous and wonderful things.
这三个门徒也都被拣选,能够看见一些很惊讶的异象。
And also to be with the Lord in a time of great trial.
也都在主经历极大的试炼的时候, 这三个门徒是与主来同在的。
We may remember the three of them were with Jesus at the Transfiguration.
我们记得在这个变像山上面, 这三个门徒是同主一起的。
And that they were there at the resurrection of Jairus' daughter
that died. 这三个门徒能够亲眼的来去经历。
And the Lord brought her back to life.
他那裡他親眼來去見證主耶穌怎樣將艾魯的女兒來去從死復活過來。
And then in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我們也都記得在客西馬利園裡面。
The Lord invited these three to come along with him.
主來邀請這三個門徒一同的在那裡與他禱告。
To pray for that time that was at hand.
就是為著要
As Jesus is about to be betrayed and arrested. So they had the honor, these three, and the privilege of being so close to the Lord, that the Lord entrusted these matters unto them.
So these three
Now, John was also, in this case, unique because he was the disciple that he identified as the one whom Jesus loved. He was the one who reclined at the Lord's breast, near to the Lord's heart, during that Last Supper. And as the Lord was talking about how there would be someone who would betray him, Peter looked at John and asked John to ask, inquire the Lord, who is that that Jesus is talking about? Five times in this gospel is it recorded that this disciple is the one whom Jesus loved. And the Apostle John, he was the one who wrote the most about God's love, whether in the book of the Gospel of John or in the book of the letter of 1 John. He knew the love of God. He experienced the love of God. And he wrote about the love of God. John was also the one who went the farthest with the Lord. Not just from the beginning, but all the way to the end.
不单止是从起初，甚至是到末了，他都是来去与主来同行的。After
the disciples had scattered in the garden when Jesus was arrested.
就是在赫西马利园里面，当耶稣来去被捉拿的时候，门徒都走散了。John
and Peter followed along.
唯有约翰同彼得来去。
They were able to enter into the court of the high priest. To be near where Jesus was being questioned on that night. And this was because Peter knew the high priest. He had some connections. And we know the rest of the story though. In the court there, the high priest, and the outside was where Peter had denied the Lord. And so only John was left. And he followed Jesus all the way to the cross.
咁佢就一直嘅嚟去跟主去到十字架嗰度。Because
it was at the cross before Jesus died, we read about how Jesus instructed John to behold his mother.
就喺嗰度喺十字架嗰度，我哋記得耶穌嚟去吩咐約翰嚟去照顧佢嘅媽媽瑪利亞。
It reads in John chapter 19, verse 25. Therefore, the soldiers did these things, but there were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, that is John, standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household.
约翰福音第十九章廿五到廿七节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姊妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说：看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
What a beautiful account.
这个记载实在是美丽。
And this account is unique in that you will not find it in any of the gospel accounts.
这一处的记载是很独特的，在其他三处的福音书都不会见到。
Because this was John's first-hand experience.
因为这个是约翰这个亲身的经验。
We will actually find that in none of the other gospel accounts, and even in this gospel account, we read of no other disciple who was there at the cross.
我们就在这些福音书来见到，除了约翰之外，是没有其他的门徒在十字架的旁边。
Except for this one.
唯有约翰。
This one who was there, who saw that inscription.
就是唯有这个门徒，就在那里亲自来去看见这个牌子。
And who's the only one to record Jesus the Nazarene.
就是在那里来去记载拿撒勒人耶稣。
We know from reading the Gospel of John that his heart, his emphasis was to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in his name, we might have life.
我们晓得约翰福音那个的主题就是要我们看见耶稣就是基督，耶稣就是神的儿子。当我们相信他的时候叫我们能够得着那个丰盛的生命。
This is written very clearly. He made it easy for us. John chapter 20, verse 31.
我们在约翰福音第31章这样记载。
He's the one who saw Jesus as the Word of God, who was with God, the Father, from the very beginning.
他就是那位认识神就是神的儿子，从起初认识他的那一位。
And he was the one who had heard the Father declare that this is my beloved Son. Listen to him.
咁佢亦都系嗰一位嚟去见证天嗰度打开嚟去话这是我的爱子你哋要听他。
But his burden wasn't, and the revelation given to him wasn't just that of Jesus as the Son of God.
但系向约翰的启示不单止停留在基督神耶稣基督就是神的儿子那里。
But we know that he was also one who had some understanding, had been given some revelation that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我们也都晓得他是有这个启示，就认识耶稣就是神的羔羊。
And even beyond that, that Jesus is the bridegroom and there is a bride.
甚至约翰得到这个启示就是耶稣就是那个新郎。
We can pick this up from just a little bit from his writings in this gospel account.
咁我们可以在福音书约翰福音这里去见到。
But we can even pick up more of it. We read through his other writing in the book of Revelation.
但是如果我们来去看启示录，我们就很明显来去见到了。
So then, how does all this tie in to Jesus the Nazarene being written on that inscription on the cross?
咁呢一切关于约翰嘅同耶稣系拿撒勒人耶稣被写喺呢个牌子上面有咩关系咧
？I believe by reading and knowing that on the cross that it was written Jesus the Nazarene, it should remind us of these things that we've spoken about this morning.
我实在相信，当我们来去见到拿撒勒人耶稣这个句子写在这个牌上面的时候，要提醒我们今天所交通的一切。
That the Son of God, that the Lamb of God, that the Bridegroom of the Church.
就是这个神的儿子，这个神的羔羊，这个教会的新郎。
He stepped down from his high place in heaven.
他从这个 天的高处降卑落到这个地上。
To take on this very simple form as a man.
他是取了人的样式。
We know the prophet Isaiah wrote that he had no stately form.
我们记得以赛亚书那里这样记载他没有佳美容。
That he was despised and forsaken of men.
他们是被人来厌弃。
And we did not esteem him, just like the men of Nazareth.
我们也都没有羡慕他。就好似冇人羡慕拿撒勒人一样。
But the Spirit of the Lord was in him.
但系神嘅灵嚟去充满佢。
To preach the gospel, to proclaim release and sight for the blind.
佢要佢嚟去宣告呢一个天国嘅福音，使瞎眼嘅能够得看见。
That regardless of the circumstances, the situations, the time, the people, their response. This was the favorable year of the Lord.
無論係向啲咩人，喺邊個地方，人嘅回應係如何，佢都要走去嚟去宣告，嚟去報告神悦納人呢一個禧年。
This Jesus went all the way to the cross.
呢一位耶穌嚟去走到十字架上面。
Because he cares for you and me.
因為佢嚟去關愛你同我。
He guards us, he protects us, he watches us, he loves us.
佢嚟去看顾我哋，佢保护我哋，佢系爱我哋。
But are we those who just merely see Jesus with our earthly eyes?
但系我哋系咪嗰一班只系用肉眼嚟去看耶稣嘅嗰一位咧
？As a one from Nazareth?
我哋系咪好似呢一班？拿撒勒人咁样嚟去看耶稣咧
？As the King of the Jews，
我哋系咪看他只系为犹大人嘅王咧
？We believe that Jesus is the Christ, that He is the Son of God, and that by believing in His name, we can have life。
定系我哋实在相信耶稣就系神嘅儿子？叫我哋相信佢嘅时候，就因着佢嘅名嚟得生命咧
？You know, sometimes we think that there is no hope, that there is no future。
有些时候我们以为我们是没有将来的，我们没有盼望的。
That there's no way out of our situation, there's no one who hears us, that we are those who are stuck in Nazareth.
我们认为我们就没有盼望，没有出路，没有办法向前走，我们就好像就被困在拿撒勒这个地方一样。
But this sign, this inscription,These words, this phrase, Jesus of Nazareth, should remind us that there is a greater hope.
但系写喺呢个牌子上面嘅拿撒勒人耶稣，实在要将希望赐过俾我哋。
And that Jesus provides us with that way, with that hope.
就系耶稣能够将呢条出路，将呢个盼望赐过俾我哋。
That we would be those who would be willing to behold. And take hold of those things which the Lord has shown and given unto us.
使我哋能够抓紧神要俾我哋看见嘅一切。
Just as the Lord had instructed the Apostle John at that last moment as he was dying on the cross, to take care of his mother and bring her into his household.
就好似耶稣喺十字架，佢将要死嘅时候，佢将呢个托付。就俾个使徒约翰要佢嚟去照顾佢嘅母亲玛利亚一样。
This is something that the Lord would want all of us to hold on to.
呢一点系主要我哋同样嘅嚟去找紧嘅。
That we would be mindful of his home and those matters in his household.
使我哋能够去顾念神嘅家，顾念神家嘅事情。
That we recognize how gracious the Lord has been unto us.
要我哋嚟去看见主向我哋系何等多嘅恩典。
That he has placed us where we are at. He's guarded us.
佢系将我哋放喺我哋现今所在嘅岗位上面。佢亦都保护过我哋。
He's made the lines pleasant for us in our boundaries.
佢亦都将美好嘅边境嚟去为我哋设立。
and being provided with such grace and being given just a glimpse of who he is, that he would want us to be those watchmen who would care for his matters.
他实在是叫我们看见他的美善，叫我们看见他要我们来去作看守城墙的那一班人。
And we do this by loving one another.
我们要这样来去彼此的相爱。
By looking past each other's shortcomings.
叫我们来去彼此的包容。
And looking at things the way that the Lord sees.
叫我们能够用神的眼睛来去看, 我们周围身边的事情。
As we've been able to come back to this assembly this past summer.
我们在过去这个, 暑期, 我们能够回来这里来去实体聚会。
It was with much prayer that we spent and placed this before the Lord.
我们将这件事很紧紧地来去摆在祷告里面。
And I cannot help but think of and give thanks to the Lord for what he has shown to me.
我实在来去感谢主, 藉着这件事情, 来去, 叫我看见的一切。
That I would be faithful in so far as doing whatever I can to be able to enable the brothers and sisters to come back to this house.
叫我能够在主面前, 忠心, 叫我, 尽我所能, 就是让, 弟兄姊妹能够回到, 这一处的地方来去, 一同的来去聚会, 敬拜。
And not just because of this pandemic.
不单止, 因着这个疫情的缘故,
but really for that matter, just to be able to come in the Lord's presence.
但是为着能够 来到主的面前一同的相聚。
The Lord has blessed me with so much.
就是主大大的祝福我。
From the time that I grew up in this obscure town.
就是从起初我在这一处很偏僻的城里长大的时候。
Hidden away, not even knowing who the Lord God is.
就是在那一处我已经被神来去保护，即使我当时都未信主。
My family had no idea, did not know the Lord.
当时我的家根本向神是没有任何的意念。
But through God's grace, we were able to come and know him.
但是因着神的恩典, 我们能够来到神的面前来去认识他。
It was through the love of brothers and sisters in Christ.
实在是藉着弟兄姊妹
Those whom the, as it's recorded in the Word of God, those early believers were called Nazarenes. They were the sect of the Nazarenes. The early believers in the church were known as the Nazarenes. They were from the sect of the Nazarenes.
Oh, you know, 那些初期教会那一班人是被称为拿撒勒人。
Because this is who Jesus was. Jesus the Nazarene. So those early believers were identified as Nazarenes. May that serve as a reminder to us that we too, in this way, ought to be like Jesus the Nazarene.
拿撒勒人，因为耶稣就是拿撒勒人。
That we would not be the men of Nazareth, but that we would be like Jesus the Nazarene.
叫我们不是学习拿撒勒人拒绝耶稣的那一班人，却是学习拿撒勒人耶稣。
And that we would make good of that which the Lord has entrusted unto us.
使我们能够做一个好的管家，来去管理神所托付我们的一切。
The Lord has blessed me, my family, so much.
神实在是大大祝福我和我一家。
In those early formative years, when I was able to come and know the Lord.
就是在我年幼的时候，已经能够来到主面前去认识他。
And the Lord has really been reminding me of this over the past several years.
主实在是过去几年来去提醒我。
Just giving thanks back to him for all the people, all the families that he placed in my life.
叫我嚟去感恩主喺我一生里面放喺我身边嘅人同埋家庭。
Who are willing to take the time to share the love of God with me？
就系呢一班愿意嚟去花时间嚟去向我分享神嘅爱嘅呢一班人呢一啲嘅家庭。
So in this time, as we were hiding away, all sheltered in place at home.
所以喺呢一段疫情嘅日子。可能我们来去被隐藏在家里面的时候
These words, these thoughts came back to my heart.
这一段的话这一些话重新的在我心里面来去涌现
About what is it that we can do? What is it that I can do? Really, what is it that the Lord can do through me, through us?
就是我能够做什么事情呢神可以藉着我能够做什么事情呢
In order to build up his home.
使我神能够建立佢自己家咧。
In order to guard what has been entrusted unto us，
使神能够藉住我嚟去看守神所托付俾我嘅咧。
May we take hold of Jesus the Nazarene？
愿意我哋嚟去抓紧拿撒勒人耶稣。
The one who has guarded us，
佢就系嗰位已经保护。我哋嘅嗰一位
，Let's close with a word of prayer.
我哋完结嘅时候，少少嘅祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness to us.
天父，我哋感谢你向我哋嘅美善。
Thank you for watching us and guarding us and keeping us for yourself.
多谢你为着你自己缘故嚟去看顾保守我哋。
Thank you for loving us and giving us second chances and bring us into your presence.
感谢你系爱我哋你亦都系向我哋满有包容第二次的机会我们叫我们能够回到你的面前。
That not only have you called us to the wedding feast of your son.
你不单止邀请我们去到你儿子那个婚宴的筵席里面。
But you are making us really into that gift of honor, the bride.
但是你是甚至将我们成为你的新娘。
Now, this is something that really goes beyond our understanding.
这个我们实在是不能够想象的。
Just as in some ways we're limiting our understanding as to why Jesus was remembered as the Nazarene.
就好像我们不明白为什么耶稣是被称为拿撒勒人一样。
But we ask that you would just teach us to be faithful.
但是主求你给我们能够忠心。
To whatever it is that you have shown us.
就是向你所向我们的启示来去忠心。
That you are the God who is worthy to be loved. You are the God who is worthy to be followed.
使我们看你为那一位配得我们一切的爱的那一位神。
So we want to offer ourselves up to you. We want to offer up our words.
所以我们再一次将我们的话将我们自己奉献给你。
That it may be pleasing unto thee.
使呢一切能够喺你面前得着悦纳。
And we pray this all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
祈祷系奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.